I should share with you.
Perfect. Good job.
Not sure what happened there. The volume's okay? Sounds like it. I had the opportunity at the end of June and into the middle of July to visit Africa with the MSC or on the Acts Container Ministry aspect. There was us that went, and we had the joy of going to Zambia, several stations in the country where assembly work is being carried on. We flew from Lusaka to Chitokoloki, which is on the Zambezi River. To drive it, which we did on the return journey, is a 1,600-kilometer journey. But you can fly it in about 3.5 hours. It makes a big difference. We went from Chitokoloki to Dipolata to Shikeji, which is the missionary boarding school for the assemblies in northern Zambia. It's in the northwest province. Also to Laloma. Tim and Joy Beer. I'm not sure if some of you get the missionary prayer items from MSC, but they're all listed in there. And then to Chivuma. Chivuma is on the Zambezi River also, but near the Angola border. In fact, it's about 4 kilometers from the Angola border. And just prior to us getting there, a doctor of 52 years old passed away from a heart attack. He left a wife and 2 young children, and they were scrambling to try to get someone up there for doctor and surgery purposes. It happened to be that Dr. David McAdam in Ireland or Scotland, and I'll mention that briefly in a moment. When we arrived, it's very on here, isn't it? I'm not sure what's going on, but maybe we can get it sorted out or just resort to the microphone on the pulpit, not sure. It happened to be that one of the young doctors, a national doctor from Chitokoloki, was sent up to Chivuma. And at Chivuma, there are 2 young Japanese nurses there, Ayume and Tamako. And they have been running that hospital for quite a few years now. But we gathered around a lunch table, and there was about 8 of us there. And 5 of those or 6 of those people were, they're all professional people, nurses, doctors, administrator, and they just got the surgeon a hospital administrator and a hospital accountant. Now, the difficulty was for the 2 Japanese girls to begin to let go what they had been doing for so long. On the return journey, and I want to get to this, Gord Hanna and myself, we drove from Chitokoloki back to Lusaka and stayed overnight in Ndola at a place called Bangalore Lodge. And in the morning, we went out into the restaurant for breakfast. He had already been there and he'd been talking. He said, "I'll meet you at 7:30. So I just stayed, tried to busy myself until 7:30. But he was already in the restaurant. He had a cup of coffee. I should have joined him. What I found interesting is, unlike Canada, when you go to a restaurant, you're sort of on your own, right? You sort of, this table, you don't talk with that table or that table or that table. But in this particular instance, there were 4 tables. There were probably about 6 or 7 people. There was 1 lady and the rest were men. It happened to be an industrial or commercial fair, industrial fair where people from all around the country get together and they see the latest technology and updates and so ever. The discussion around the table, the 4 tables, was this. Our country, the country of Zambia, the national said, is being held back because people are too controlled by their witch doctors. Can you imagine that? That was the conversation going around that table. And they recognized that there was a being held back because of the traditional way of life. It's very true. Even in the bush country where most of these missionary stations are. Dr. Stephen Boichi Adam, now with the Lord, was the African Regional Director while we were in Africa with Trans World Radio. I'll never forget the statement that he said, "Africa knows God, but Africa needs Jesus." When you think about that statement, people in our society, they know about God, whether positively or negatively. But when it comes to Christ, there is no interest there. God, we just sang about, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And so before I get into the message this morning, I trust that the Lord will refresh your hearts and minds regarding who He is. Who He is. Let's just look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are mindful this morning of your grace and your mercy, that you are the blessed Trinity. And Father, as we open your word this morning, that you would cause our hearts to rejoice in the fact that your word and what it says in your word about yourself is a blessing to our hearts and lives. And so, Father, we ask for your guidance, for your spirit to move among us. In Jesus' name, amen. God. God's immutability. Immutability means simply his unchangeableness. Now, I have a message on God, Christ,